Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Did you stay up and watch the other half of the clutchiest day? Did you watch Big Papi go deep in the game last night?
Well, I missed it. I saw it this morning. I was pretty tired after the game, but I woke up and I wanted to see how they did, and was pretty amazing that they came back to win that game.
When you threw that pick, Tom, Edelman, and when you're walking off the field there, do you think at that point the game is over? Are you thinking we could stop these guys, get the ball back, and go down the field with, you know, a minute left?
No, I knew if the defense made the stop, which, you know, was pretty remarkable that they did on two different occasions, you know, I knew we were going to have some time. And I said after the game our margin of error was going to be a lot more slim, and we were going to need, you know, a touchdown and not a field goal. But we, you know, that's what it took. We kind of sputtered there on our own 20, and then, you know, threw the pick on the next series, and then really had no margin of error, and we played our best football at the end. So that's what it takes. You go into these games and you never know how it's going to play out, and you go with your game plan, and, you know, you have an idea of these are the matchups, and then you get into the game, and, you know, you do what you got to do to try to win. And our guys really fought through it yesterday, offensively and defensively, and it was a great win. It was awesome.
How about the throw? Were you surprised that Tompkins got behind Greer, and were you surprised he came down with the catch?
Yeah, well, what were we on, the 15-yard line or 17-yard line, something like that, 12-yard line?
You're in the, 17.
17-yard line, yeah. So we called a play, and we had all four guys going to the end zone, and I kind of looked right and then looked left and saw him just kind of sneaking back there and just try to put it up there where KT could have a chance, and he caught it right in the back corner. So that was pretty cool to be able to you talk about those things all the time, and situational football and last plays of the game. And, you know, a lot of times we practice those plays, you know, last play of the game from the 17-yard line. And I'd say that was probably the first one we completed and I can remember, including practice. So, you know, it happened at the right time.
It's incredible, too, when you look at it. You watch that final drive, and you forget Austin Colley's even on the team. You bring him in a couple of days ago, and he makes two huge catches, including the fourth down one, to keep you guys alive in that spot.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that was pretty cool for him to be able to do, to come in and play the way he needed to play. And we're counting on him, and that's why he's here. I mean, he's a veteran player who's played in a lot of big games, who's been really productive, you know, when he played for the Colts. And, you know, he's getting his opportunity here, and he's making the most of it. So he has the confidence to, you know, for the coach to put him in the game at the biggest point, and really made two huge plays.
You know, it looks like Amendola looks hurt now. You know, Gronk's out. We know that. We'll get to that. Vince, Tommy Kelly, how the hell are you 5-1, Tom?
That's a good question, Jerry. That's a really good question. You know, I think the expectation is for the players, and not the, you know, just the, you know, the fact that you can use all the excuses that, you know, guys are hurt, or, you know, we expected this thing to happen. And a lot of teams have guys that are hurt. A lot of guys expect, you know, certain things to go their way, and they don't. And, you know, I think our team doesn't really take any of those things for granted. We try to put the work in every single week, and they haven't been really pretty victories. You know, there's some that can go the other way, but they haven't. And I'd say getting off to a 5-1 start in the NFL, where you look at other teams around the league and you look at teams that have had, you know, great franchises over the years, like the Giants, for example. You know, it's hard to win games. It's hard to win a game every week because the competition on the other side is stiff, and you play a team that's undefeated like that, and you got to go out and play your best football. And we played decently through the first half, kind of sputtered in the second half, and then made some plays there at the end to win it. So, you know, we're just grinding them out, and whatever it takes to win, if it's 3-0 or if it ends up being like last night, that's what we got to do. But as long as there's time left on the clock, we got to play to the end. And we've had some games that have come down to the end, and we're showing that usually we're on the right side of the you know, on the ledger when we're when those games are coming down.
We often hear that it was at least under Bill Belichick, teams get better as the year goes on. You know, in December it's a different team than we see in September. Does it feel like that with this team? Even though you're 5-1 off to a really surprisingly good start, does it feel like with all these young guys you'll be a better, a different team in December than you are now?
Well, you know, yeah, I hope so. I think that's what good teams do, and I think that's certainly what Coach Belichick is all about. His, you know, early in the year, you know, it's really about, you know, things haven't really gotten too hard yet, you know, in a sense. It's, yeah, the games are tough, but the mental toughness of the team, the willingness to commit yourself over the course of a long season through practice, through your preparation, through what you do to get ready to prepare every week, I mean, those are character issues, you know, and that's as much a part about football as anything. And our team has always been about that, and the work that guys have put in on a daily basis to be ready to play, to be mentally tough, to deal with you know, injuries and play through those. I mean, that's what our team's always been about. So, yeah, as the season goes on, we do expect to get better because, you know, we're going to try to outwork every opponent that we face, and we're going to try to out-tough every opponent that we face. And you know, like I said, the mental toughness to come to work, you know, after you lose a game. I mean, look, it sucks coming to work after you lose. But you know what? You gotta move past it. You gotta take the coaching. You gotta take what coach says and what we need to do better, and that's what we have to do. So, you know, that's how things get better. You don't just, you know, oh well, you know, we'll try next week. And you know, if you're not doing something and you're not winning, obviously you're not doing enough. So you gotta do more. And you know, we're going to try to find ways to still do more, even though we did win yesterday. It's not perfect, but, you know, it's better than what it was the previous week.
You know, Farrell, after the game, he was asked about Ortiz in these situations, Tom. He said the big thing is that he stays calm. He doesn't change from situation to situation.
You can't say that about Tom.
Well, I was wondering. Well, that's true, but for you, Tom, you know, you talk about clutch. People identify you as one of the great clutch quarterbacks in history. Do you feel differently in that final play in the game yesterday as opposed to in the middle of the second quarter? I mean, does your temperature change?
I'm not sure. You know, I think, yeah, I probably don't think about that too much. Or, you know, it's obviously the situations that not just me, but, you know, all of our guys face. It's not, you know, certainly one player on the team that, you know, in football that can hit the home run to win the game. You know what I mean? That's not how football is played. I mean, on that last drive, I threw to a lot of different guys who made a lot of key catches. And I would say that catch to Julian on the first play of that series was as big a play as we've had all season. Because without that play, you know, you're really in the hole. And, you know, that's a really clutch play by Julian to make that. That's a really clutch play by Austin to make that fourth down play. And a clutch play by KT to make that catch. So it's, you know, it's the whole team that's clutch. I mean, it's not one player. Our defense stopping them situationally twice, you know, with one first down basically ends the game, and our defense, you know, limits them to, I don't know, 3 or 4 yards on one possession and then 3 and 4 yards on the other possession. So, I mean, it's always about our team and what our team's capable of doing. And I was happy to see. The best part for me was just, you know, looking in that huddle and realizing that every guy was ready to do what it took to win. And, you know, that's pretty clutch to me. So we'll use that going forward, and that's going to give us some really good, you know, motivation over the course of the year that no matter what the situation is, you know, we're going to be able to try to dig our way out.
Hey, Tom, I know you're sick of talking about it, but Troy Aikman on the broadcast said you told him that Gronk is the best player on the field in practice, and he implied that you think that he should be out there in the game. He really did. I mean, did you tell him that Gronk's the best guy out there during the practice during the week?
Well, Gronk would be the best player on any team, you know, with what he's able to do. He's, you know, just watching him in practice. Yeah, I mean, he's doing great, and his rehab's coming along well. Whenever he's ready, he's ready. I don't make those decisions, and of course, every player wants guys to play, but I you know, if someone says he can't play, then he can't play. And that's what I said earlier last week was, if he's out there, he's out there. If he's not, we still got to find a way to win. So, you know, I love Gronk, and I love what he brings to our team. And I know how badly he wants to be out there on the field. And, You know, he's a tough guy. I mean, if there's one thing you know about Rob Gronkowski, it's how tough he is and how mentally tough he is. And, you know, whenever he's ready, if that's next week or 5 weeks from now or, you know, whenever that may be, you know, that's certainly going to help our team. But, you know, all those other medical decisions are left to other people.
But you're not curious when you see him practicing at that level? You don't think naturally, I guess I might, maybe you don't. Why isn't this guy playing?
Well, I mean, because he's not being cleared to play. So, I mean, well, I don't know what you can do. He wants to be cleared to play. Believe me, he wants to go out there and be able to play football. You think I have games like that yesterday where you see, you know, the excitement of the game and what the team's all about, and to be out there with all your friends, like it's killing him not to be out there with us, and we all know that. And that's, you know, Rob's a great teammate, and you know, Rob's all about the team. He always has been. So, you know, he's got to. You know, whenever, you know, he's just got to keep rehabbing and doing what he's asked to do. And then when he's ready to play, he's ready to play.
You know, he should take some consolation. He had as many catches as Jimmy Graham did. I don't know if he.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty unbelievable for a guy to, you know, Aqib played him so tough there in the first half. And then you know, I think he went out there at some point there in the second half. But I mean, he's one of the best players in the league, and they have no catches in a game. I don't know how often that happens, but that speaks to, you know, the defense, the game plan, the way they employed the game plan, which was, you know, that was huge. That was a great way against a great offense, great quarterback, great offensive system to really limit those guys to, you know, as few points as they did.
Tell me one or two guys, Tom, that six games in, obviously it's a great start at 5-1. One or two guys who just surprised you, just played above and beyond what you expected at this point.
I mean, that's so hard to, it's hard to say. I mean, I always focus on the guys on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
Because that's, you know, where my focus is. But, I, you know, the receiver group has done a tremendous job, you know, for you know, the whole offense has really fell on their shoulders. And, you know, we've got a good, strong running game. That's, you know, something that's we've done a great job of. Our offensive line and what they've been able to do, and they're really a strength of our team, too. We got a veteran offensive line that we really rely heavily on, and they answered the bell, too. So, you know, no one gave up yesterday at any point. And, you know, what the receivers have done and you know, really making it a receiver-oriented offense, you know, without Gronkowski. I mean, that's been, you know, it's all fallen on their shoulders. So if they make the plays, we win. If they don't, then, you know, we lost like we did last week. But, you know, we're going to keep feeding those guys and see if they can come up with the plays. And, you know, they give me no reason not to believe in them. So, you know, we're going to stay at it. I mean, like I said, yesterday was good. It wasn't our best. I mean, we don't have all the issues solved. We got to get back to work today, and the clock is ticking on next week against the Jets, and that's a tough environment to play. But you know, we're going to have to go in there and, you know, see what we can do, see if we can get to 6-1.
The QB question of the week is brought to you by Crescent Credit Union. Tom, I was wondering, the play in the first half of the goal line with Dobson, is that correct? Why he was looked like he was wide open?
Yeah,
threw him fast, he got tackled, and then it seemed like you talked to him on the sideline after. Was that just miscommunication between you two? Did you think he was, you know, were you surprised the defense got to him that quick?
Yeah, that guy, you know, kind of came out of nowhere and tackled him. He thought he was open too, and those things happen pretty quick down there. So, you know, examples like that where you're uncovered and, you know, those things don't really happen in practice.
Right.
So, you know, it's the first time it's ever come up, and you learn from it under pretty pressurized experiences, situations like yesterday, and then hopefully the next time it happens, we make, you know, a different play and one that results in a score. But, you know, he played, you know, played his heart out yesterday, and that was great to see. And, you know, he and KT, Austin, Julian, you know, have been in there battling play after play. So that's been a, you know, real positive for our team.
Are you rooting for being a, you know, Michigan guy? Are you rooting for the Tigers in this series?
No, are you kidding me?
I don't know. No.
No, I'm not a Tiger fan.
You grew up you grew up a Giants fan?
Well, I'm a Red Sox fan now.
I know, but when you were growing up, were you a Giants fan?
He's an Expos.
Oh, yeah,
Expos fan. He's a draft pick.
I was a Giants fan. I was a Giants fan and Red Sox fan.
Who was your favorite player when you were growing up?
Will Clark. Will the Thrill.
Yeah, he could hit.
Oh,
he could hit.
Yeah, he was pretty sweet.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on that win.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.